USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As rescue efforts continue at the site of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, officials are also turning their attention to the survivors and the families of those who have lost loved ones. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis talked Monday about the need for long-term mental health assistance for those people.
This is something that's very traumatic, so the mental health aspects are going to be very, very important, and this is something that is going to be require long-term support. But I can tell you the support is there. Getting through some of the bureaucracy to channel that sometimes in situations like this, unfortunately, can be something that we have to do. But the support is there. This community, South Florida, all of Florida, and really people throughout the country have wanted to do it. And we are actually just speaking about ways, the mayor and I were just speaking about other ways that we can channel some of this generosity into relief efforts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will travel to Guatemala Tuesday to meet with members of the Guatemalan government, a month after Vice President Kamala Harris made the same trip as part of her duties to try to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. border. Former Acting ICE Director Ron Vitello says that working with the Northern Triangle countries is good, but won't stop the surge. He tells Fox News that the root cause of the surge is the reversal of Trump-era policies.
I suppose there's potential there, but the root cause of this surge that's on the border and this uncontrolled pipeline is the reversal of the policies that we're allowing people to wait in Mexico for their asylum claims, the accords with the Northern Triangle about asylum reforms. The root cause of this problem, the root cause of the chaos, is because they reversed those policies. Now, working with Guatemala, working with the Northern Triangle on governance and anti-corruption activities, that's all good and well and good, but that's not going to stop the surge that's occurring on the border right now. We've encouraged people to send or bring their children to the border, and the root cause of the chaos is the reversal of these policies.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As more and more states relax some of their COVID-19 restrictions, not all restaurants will be ready for your next visit. John Clemens explains.
The big issue is the labor shortages, not to mention the pressures on the supply chain. Restaurant industry expert Chris Rode is with SSCP Management, which currently owns or operates 60-plus commercial real estate properties, the 300-unit CC's Pizza brand, the Roy's Hawaiian Fusion fine dining chain, in hundreds of Applebee's and Sonic's.
There was a pizza place a couple weeks ago, someone told me about, a big chain, I'll leave them unnamed, who didn't have cheese. They're a pizza place. So there are significant issues happening out there with the supply chain.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And Tajikistan has mobilized military forces to secure its border as Afghan security forces advance into the country. More than 1,000 Afghans crossed the border as Taliban fighters advanced to the area. Tajik President Emomali Rahman has called up 20,000 reservists in response to the fighting on his country's border. Rahman has also called on the leaders of several countries in the area to meet to discuss the situation, including Russia's Vladimir Putin. The action's coming as the U.S. has been accelerating its withdrawal from Afghanistan. And the Stanley Cup Finals will continue after the Montreal Canadiens beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-2 in overtime of Game 4 of the series. The Habs now trail in the best-of-seven series 3-1. Game 5 is back in Tampa on Wednesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.